Today we're building a warehouse-style top loop warp in Ableton Live 12, aimed at that jungle and old-school DN beat energy. Think dark intro, DJ-friendly phrasing, gritty vocal texture, and a loop that feels like it belongs in a proper club mix. The goal here is not to make a giant lead vocal. We're making a functional top layer, something that supports the breakbeat, teases the drop, and gives your track identity right from the start. This is one of those beginner techniques that teaches you a lot at once: warping, phrasing, arrangement, and how to keep a loop musical without overcrowding the drums. So first, pick a sample with attitude: a short spoken vocal, a rave-style shout, a chopped yeah or come on, or a dusty top loop with a little vocal texture all work really well. You want something with clear transients, a simple rhythmic phrase, and not too many syllables. In this style, less is usually more. A one-bar or two-bar loop with a slightly lo-fi, gritty tone is a perfect starting point. Before you do anything fancy, turn the clip down if it's too hot. That's a really important beginner habit. Use clip gain first, because if the sample is too loud going in, your EQ and saturation will react in a less predictable way. Start clean, then shape it. Now set your tempo somewhere in the classic jungle and old-school DNB zone. Around 168 to 174 BPM is the sweet spot, and 172 BPM is a great middle ground if you want that rolling, club-ready feel. Once the project tempo is set, drag the sample into an audio track and turn warp on in clip view. For this kind of material, start by trying beats mode. That's often the easiest place to begin if the sample is percussive or chopped. If it's more sustained and melodic, Complex Pro might sound better. If it has a steady tonal character, tones can be worth a test too. The main thing is to listen with your ears, not just trust the grid. If the sample becomes clean but loses its attitude, back off and try a different warp mode. Also, check the first transient carefully. In fast DNB, even a tiny timing problem can make the phrase feel lazy against the drums. Zoom in and find the first strong downbeat or transient, then set that as your clip start. If there's a small pickup before the main word, keep it. That little pre-hit can actually add movement and make the intro feel more human. Now set the loop length to 1 bar or 2 bars, depending on the sample. The aim is to make it repeat naturally without sounding forced. If needed, move warp markers so the phrase sits tightly on the grid. Keep the groove solid, but don't over-edit it into something robotic. Jungle and old-school DNB often sound better when there's a little roughness left in the performance. Here's a good teacher trick: duplicate the clip and create two versions. Make one version clean and straight, and make another version slightly chopped, maybe with one or two warp markers adjusted for variation. That gives you a safe loop and a more characterful loop, so your arrangement can evolve without needing a ton of extra sound design. Now let's think like a DJ. A DJ-friendly intro needs space. It should hint at the groove without crowding the drop. For the first 8 bars, keep things stripped back and atmospheric. Use the top loop as texture. Then between bars 9 and 12, bring in more rhythmic movement, maybe by repeating a phrase or adding a second chop. By bars 13 to 16, open the energy up and prepare for drums, bass, or a switch up. This is where a high-pass filter becomes your best friend. Put EQ8 on the vocal track and remove the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the vocal feels boxy, try a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz too. We want the loop to live in the top and upper mid range so it doesn't fight the sub bass. That's a really important part of making DNB arrangements work. Next, give the loop some character. A simple effect chain could be EQ8, then saturator, then echo or delay, then reverb. Keep it tasteful. You're not trying to drown the vocal in effects. You're creating a gritty, atmospheric top layer that feels like it came from a warehouse system or a dusty tape loop. A little saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Can thicken the sound and make it feel more alive. Echo or delay set to an eighth note or quarter note, with low feedback, can add a nice tail without cluttering the rhythm. Then reverb with a moderate decay, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, can help the loop sit in space. If the reverb gets too bright or messy, high pass the return or keep the wet level lower. Now comes the part that turns a loop into an arrangement tool: automation. This is where the intro starts to feel like a proper build. Use auto filter to start the vocal dark and gradually open it across 8 bars. You could begin around 500 Hz and open toward 8K Hz over time. That slow reveal creates tension, and tension is a huge part of DNB arrangement energy. You can also automate reverb and delay subtly. A little more wetness in the early bars can make the loop feel distant, then pulling it back before the drop makes the drop hit harder, and don't underestimate a simple delay throw on the final word of a phrase. That one move can make the whole transition feel more pro and more DJ-friendly. Remember, in DNB, subtraction is power. A one-bar mute before the drop can be more exciting than another fill. Silence gives the next hit more impact. So if the loop feels too busy, take something away instead of adding more. Now let's make the phrase groove with the drums. Cut a word, repeat a syllable, mute the last hit on bar 4 or bar 8, or leave a tiny gap before the phrase comes back in. Little edits like that help the vocal sit with the break rather than floating over it. Think groove first, word second. In jungle and old school DNB, the rhythm of the vocal matters more than the meaning of the phrase. If you want, you can build three loop states from the same sample. One state can be clean and minimal for the intro. Another can be chopped or gated for the build. And a third can be more echo-heavy for the transition into the drop. That gives you a really useful toolkit from just one source sample. You can also make a ghost version. Duplicate the vocal, drop it way down in volume, blur it with more reverb, and low pass it so it sits behind the main loop. Use that only for a few bars. It adds depth without taking over the arrangement. Another great trick is call and response. Let the first half of the phrase play normally, then cut the second half short and answer it with a different chop or repeat. That kind of phrasing feels very natural in old-school rave and jungle arrangements, and it keeps the loop from sounding like it's just copy-pasted forever. If you want a little more depth, try reversing the last word or syllable and placing it just before a hit. That reverse moment can work like a tape pull into the next section. It's a small detail, but it adds a lot of character. Now place the loop in arrangement view and shape the structure in clear phrases. A simple DJ-friendly layout could be 1 to 8 bars for intro atmosphere, 9 to 16 bars for variation and tension, 17 to 32 bars for the full drum entry or break section, and then a stripped outro later on. That phrasing makes it easier for DJs to mix in and out, which is a huge part of why this style works on the dance floor. If your track is heading toward an amen break and re-space roller, the vocal loop should feel like the last thing the DJ hears before the rhythm explodes. If you're writing something more half-time or neuro-adjacent, the loop can still work as a tension layer, just use it more like texture than melody. In both cases, it should support the drums and bass, not compete with them. Also, check your mix in mono. Use utility for a quick mono test. If the loop disappears or gets thin, your stereo effects may be too wide. Keep the intro mostly centered, and only widen it a little if you want the build to feel bigger by contrast. That contrast can make the drop feel much wider and more powerful. Keep an eye on headroom too. Don't let the track clip. Leave room for the kick, snare, break, and sub to breathe. And if the vocal feels harsh, a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz can smooth it out. DNB can be the aggressive, but harsh is not the same as exciting. Here's the big picture. A good warp top loop can become your intro hook, your tension builder, and your transition tool all at once. It gives the track identity, keeps the arrangement moving, and helps the whole tune feel ready for a DJ set. That's why this technique is so useful for beginner drum and bass producers. For practice, try this. Find one vocal or top loop sample, warp it to 172 BPM, make a one-bar loop and a two-bar variation, add EQ8 with a high pass around 150 Hz, add a little saturator drive, automate auto-filter from dark to open over 8 bars, and then place it over a basic breakbeat or kick snare groove. Make one version for the intro and one for the pre-drop. Then listen in stereo and in mono and decide if it feels tight, gritty, and easy to place in a real track. If it does, you've got the bones of a proper warehouse DNB intro. Tight, moody, DJ-friendly, and ready for the floor.